Are you tired of your parents always annoying you and you need that relaxing break? Then come to Hampton Inn. A nice place, relaxing, reasonable priced, with a hot tub and a whirlpool. With cookies after 3, you know you like those cookies, and you can have free continental breakfast. Check it out today and stay tonight. Number is 686-2000, and it is at 211 Decker Court, Gillette, Wyoming, 82716. Thank you.
Hey, this is Jim.
And this is Saad.
And we're kicking it off with the first episode of Old School.
And we're going to talk about our parents and grandparents' school life and their really successful career.
My dad, who lived in Sirka, in a small village in Pakistan near the Indus River, where I myself went to. He went to school until 7th grade, and he went to the mosque in the morning. Then he went to school from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Then he would go home, eat, cut wheat in the yard with his and help his dad. Then after all that, he would go and play cricket. He would get a lot of fights, and he only remembers 3. One, he helped his brother. The second time, he helped his nephew. And the third time, he helped himself, and then ended up breaking his nose. In 1989, my dad came to the U.S. at the age of 17 with his two older brothers, because his mom and his oldest brother came here before. Once Muhammad came here, he worked at IGA drugstore, now known as Albertsons. He did stocks and other jobs because he didn't know to speak English. A couple of years while living at his oldest brother's home, Mumtaz, he worked with his two brothers they could buy Mustang Motel, and then. And then, once he bought Mustang, he lived there. My dad, even though Mustang was very rough, he eventually saved up to buy Thrifty Inn, now known as Howard Johnson. Even though the windows were broken, the train tracks were right next to it, where he couldn't sleep over the train noises, and there are stains all over the carpet. My dad worked very hard where he got today, and it's a great pleasure to be his son. My dad was married in 1992 to my mom named Aliyah Khan. She came in 1997, and that's a whole different story.
All right, this is my grandpa's side of the story and how he was top dog his senior year. He ended up getting into this fight, and he thought he was all big and bad, and then he ended up losing. Whenever he got home, he got into trouble. For losing, my grandpa whooped him with a switch, and then they both got suspended. So I learned a lesson when he told me that story, and it was not to act tough and be nice to everyone.
Thank you, and join us for another episode of Old School. See you next time.